This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, November 26, 2002, citing irreconcilable differences, actor Nicolas Cage files for divorce from Lisa Marie Presley. The petition is granted on May 27, 2004, nearly a year and a half later, ending a marriage that lasted less than 4 months. On this day in 1994, When Hell Freezes Over is the answer that former Eagles members would give when asked when a reunion would take place. When they finally gave in to financial pressures, the band titled their album Just That, and it hit the top of the Billboard album chart on this day. The effort, which was a combination of live versions of earlier hits and studio cuts of newly recorded material, would go on to sell over 6 million copies. On this day in 1974, Elton John's Greatest Hits becomes his fifth consecutive number one album. The record spends 10 weeks at the top and followed Honky Chateau, Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and Caribou. On this day in 1962, the Beatles re-record Please Please Me at EMI's Abbey Road Studios, under the direction of producer George Martin, who told the band that their original ballad version was too bloody boring for words. The song is rearranged to an up-tempo rocker, which would rise to number three on Billboard. On this day in 1955, Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock reaches number one in the UK and is considered to be the first rock and roll record to accomplish that feat. Also on this day, November 26, 1955, the fastest-selling single up until that time is number one in the U.S. What's the song? Who's the singer? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, November 26, 1955, Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock reaches number one in the UK and is considered to be the first rock and roll record to accomplish that feat. Also on this day, the fastest-selling single up until that time is number one on Billboard. Here's Tennessee Ernie Ford and 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons. A number nine coal and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. See me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe to the company store.